Beaded purses from the 1910s to the 1930s, Irene Hill. Collection home, Ipswich. Irene Hill lived in Brisbane before moving overseas to work in 1973. In Paris, she saw an array of beaded purses on sale for less than $10 each. She bought just one, made with cut steel beads, but by the time she returned to Australia in 1977, she found she had more than 50. In the course of owning two antique stores and presiding regularly over stalls at events such as Aladdin's Fair and Collectiville in Brisbane, she has sold some of them. Yet she will never relinquish that first exquisite purse. Beaded purses have existed for centuries in cultures around the world and have fallen in and out of fashion in Europe, the UK and the USA since the 1850s. By the beginning of the First World War, beads were knitted, crocheted and stitched onto net or canvas for personal use or commercial sale. A reticule dangling from a drawstring complemented the close of the era to perfection. In 1916, it was reported that in Paris, tassels are swinging from every corner of the costume. The 1920s, known as the Jazz Age, was the peak decade for the beaded purse. Irene and her husband are members of a veteran and vintage car club. Having started out lending her purses for special car club events, she now makes full Edwardian and Roaring Twenties costumes for car club members to wear on motoring excursions.